In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. The 8th chapter of St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome is one of the most beloved of all of St. Paul's writings. It is a chapter filled with hope and promise, written by Paul late in his ministry, at a time when Paul feared for his own death. Most scholars believe it was written in 67 or 68 AD, and the persecution which Nero began in 64 AD was still taking the lives of many. So in the face of his possible martyrdom, Paul, in verse 28 of chapter 8, says this: "We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him." In other words, even when things in our own lives seem out of control, and everything seems to be working against us, as Paul must have felt, God is still very much present with us. In verses 31 and 32 of chapter 8, Paul says, "What then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also give us all things with him?" And then finally, I'd like to read verses 35 through 39 of this magnificent chapter. Paul says, so often used that you've probably heard in the burial office, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So let me just say that the next time you are feeling depressed and facing seemingly greater challenges in life than you can bear, pull out Romans chapter 8 and read St. Paul's eloquent and Holy Spirit-inspired words. And remember, one of the names for Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Because he is always with us, always near, even to the end of the age, we can take great comfort, especially perhaps right now in American history, where there's so much misunderstanding and turmoil. Now, the problem, of course, for we humans is we may not feel his presence when our lives have been turned upside down. He may seem absent from us, aloof from us. But the promise of God is that He is never missing. He's always in the midst of our anguish, through our times of suffering. But this morning I want to look specifically at the first verse of the reading from St. Paul's letter to Rome that we read today. Verse 18. Because I think it says something that is easily missed, but profound. Paul says, I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And in particular, I want to have us think about the last four words of that verse. It is very significant that Paul did not say that God's glory will be revealed to us. He said, God's glory will be revealed in us. Think about that. It's a hard concept for me to even grasp. But are we aware that the fullness of God's glory will one day take up residence within you, in your very being? You won't just see God's glory, as wonderful as that is. You will be personally filled with God's glory. And if that doesn't excite you about the gift God will one day give to you, then I don't know personally what could. You remember, of course, the story of the Transfiguration, when Jesus took Peter and James and John up the mountain, and His countenance was altered before them. They beheld Jesus in His radiant glory. They were there and saw Jesus speaking with Moses and Elijah, the great lawgiver and prophet. Remember, Peter, James, and John wanted to enshrine that moment by building three altars. Who wouldn't want to hang on the remarkable image before them of Jesus revealed in His glory? Well, Peter, in verse 18 of Romans, says, the day is coming to all of us who believe where God's glory will not be observed, as did Peter, James, and John on that majestic day. No, Paul says God's glory will not be revealed to us. God will bring His glory within us. It's kind of staggering. I've been thinking all week about this remarkable understanding of Paul. And if what he believes be true, which I believe it will be, Paul is right. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing. To the glory we will experience within. So all of the stuff of life that we carry with us, our worries, our burdens, our broken relationships down through our lives, All of these things are not even worth comparing to the fullness of God's glory revealed one day within us. You and I are going to house God's glory. Connect that with Jesus' teaching about the kingdom of God. What did he say? The kingdom of God is within you. Everyone thinks of the kingdom of God as being that far off place in the clouds somewhere. Jesus taught that the kingdom is within you. Jesus promises us his kingdom, and it is a kingdom of glory. You and I are glory bound. And again, it's sort of hard to get a handle on that. And you might say, well, that's great, Father Jim, but that's impossible. Well, remember Jesus' words, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So, dear friends in Christ, take heart. In these troubling days we are now living in, the fullness of God's radiant glory is not just going to be revealed to you. It will be revealed in you. And if that doesn't again send chills up and down and through you, nothing will. And I suspect some of you really are saying, no, Father Jim, impossible. Unimaginable. The full glory of God residing within me. But I will close with one final thought. If God loves you, then he wants the very best for you. Just like Artemisia and Lee with little Alma in the back, they love their newborn baby. They too, out of love, want the very best for her. Well, what is God's very best? The very best would be to receive within us the eternal glory of him. And so I'll close by just rereading Paul's incomparable words. I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worth comparing with the glory which shall be revealed in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.